Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our earnest prayer that we might be a blessing to you as we bring to you another message from the precious Word of God. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. And we want to say this morning as we give you this invitation that we do give you this invitation with a pureness of heart and with a longing that you might come to the house of God and worship Him. There's a lot of people in this world that live their lives and go to church perhaps occasionally. Sometimes there are those people that listen to a program such as this and determine in their own heart that one of these days they will attend the church services. And yet, days go by and they turn into years, and then their years are just, their lives are gone, and they never have really come to the house of God. And so today, listen, we're going to give you an invitation to come. We want you to come and make it today that you will be in the house of God to worship Him. Just say, I've resolved for years and years that I'm going to be in the house of God, but today I'm going to go and worship God. Our services began this morning at 10 o'clock. We have Sunday school classes for all ages. You can bring your entire family. Bring your Bibles and study the Bible with us. We have our worship service this morning at 11 o'clock. And you're invited to come. If you're not able to come to Sunday school, then come right on in to the preaching service about 11 o'clock this morning. Our Sunday evening services are at 4 o'clock, and we invite you to come. Our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And so these are our services. And we give you a very cordial invitation to attend. We'd like to take our text this morning from the book of Matthew, chapter 19. The book of Matthew, chapter 19. And we'll begin our reading with verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. That's our text this morning in the latter part of verse 17, where Jesus told this rich young ruler, If you will enter into life, keep the commandments. Let's go on and read in verse 18. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The question that we'd like to look at this morning, when this young man came to Jesus Christ, and this young man, realizing that he did not have eternal life, because he asked Jesus, What must I do that I may have eternal life? Why was it that Jesus said to the young man, Keep the commandments? Someone would say, It doesn't make much sense to me, because when Paul and Silas was in jail, and the jailer asked them, What must I do to be saved? They replied, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And of course, that's exactly what happened to the Philippian jailer. When he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, he was saved. Why did Jesus tell this man to keep the commandments? Why didn't Jesus simply say, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved? Well, the answer is that the situations that Paul and Silas was in with the Philippian jailer And the situation that Jesus was in concerning this rich young ruler is a different situation altogether. They're different. You see, the Philippian jailer understood that he was lost. A careful reading of the book of Acts chapter 16 reveals that the Philippian jailer called for a light, sprang in, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and nobody said anything. And then the Bible says in Acts 16 that when nothing was said, then the jailer, taking Paul and Silas and bringing them out, then said, "What must I do to be saved?" In other words, the jailer came to a place of realizing that he was totally lost, that he needed something. The rich young ruler, on the other hand, did not understand that he was lost. And Jesus correctly pointed this man to keeping the commandments, or that is, to the law of Moses. And of course, the commandments that a lot of people try to keep are not those of God. But in this case, these are the commandments that God has given. And they're listed out there in verse 18. Which shall you do? Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." You see, one thing that we need to understand is that the laws of God are good. We're living in a day and an age where that men have come to the place of saying that we don't need the laws of God. By and large, you'll hear most people saying that we need something in our society because of the absolute total degeneracy that we see every day in almost every area of our lives. But they will, on the other hand, say we don't need the Bible. We don't need the laws of God. I was amazed the other day, and I was listening to radio, and they were saying there that if you have trouble with your teens, if you have trouble understanding life, if you have trouble understanding why this is happening and why that is happening, then what you need to do is to call this hospital and talk to our counselors, and we'll instruct you in what you need. And as I listened, I thought, that may be good to talk to a counselor. It may be good to find instruction from someone that doesn't know you and that can speak to you very candidly. But I thought, why is it not possible to find the reasons for life in the Bible? Why is it not possible that we can find the ways, the means, the methods of dealing with our teens from the Word of God? And here Jesus, the Son of God, when this young man wanted to know what he must do to have eternal life, Jesus was right when he pointed this young man to the laws of God and say, "Obey those laws." He was right. And today, men and women and boys and girls would be right to point others to the perfect law of God. We need this stability in our society. We need it in our lives. We need it in our churches to know that what God said in His Word is absolutely true, and that we can rely upon it. The Word of God is good, and it's solid, and it gives answers not only to yesterday's problems, but to today's situations and those things that you face in your life. Let me tell you, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that if you and I would simply read our Bibles and learn to live according to the precepts of God's own holy, perfect, righteous law, that we would find stability in our lives. Let me read to you again. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, what Paul, the great apostle, said concerning the law of God. Romans chapter 7 and verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. I stop right here in our reading. And notice, Paul asked the question, is the law sin? And I would ask you the question, is it wrong to follow what God said in His Holy Bible? Is it wrong for us to take the Word of God and obey it every day in every avenue and every area of our lives? Is it wrong? Is it a sin against the Holy God to do what He said we ought to do? And Paul answers the question. And I know you know the answer. God forbid, he said. The way that we know right from wrong, the way that we know what sin is in the sight of a thrice holy God is because we read His own holy word and we discover what sin is. This is what the rich young ruler was needing, was to understand what sin is. And so Paul understood what sin is because he read the Word of God. Look again in Romans 7 and verse 10. The Bible said, in the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Therefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, and just and good. You see, Paul, in trying to serve God, tried to obey the law. But as he delved into the law of God and he studied it more and more every day, he discovered that he could not fulfill that perfect law of God. Therefore, Paul looked unto God to be his guide, and that's what the rich young ruler needed. And that is what this world needs today, is to come in contact with an absolute perfect stability, with a stableness and a being very solid, firm, on the rock of ages. And the only way we're going to get there is to accept what God's Word said we ought to accept and reject what God's Word says that we ought to reject. That was what the rich young ruler needed. He needed to know that he in himself could not fulfill the law of God. That we need God to be our guide, to be our leader, to be our help, to be our comfort, to be our strength. We need God. Today, if you're lost, you need the thrice holy God. It is our prayer that you might see your wretchedness before God and come in saving faith to Him. For only Jesus can save a sinner. If you're saved this morning, it is our prayer that you might realize that only God can make you right in His sight. That He can sanctify, cleanse your life. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. Lord willing, next Sunday morning, we'll continue to discuss this same subject. And so we invite your attention to that broadcast next Sunday morning. In the meantime, we'll be praying for you. And come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.